Good morning. It's a Friday morning. Joining us, Ken Lovett, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for the Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, the establishment's candidate in the Queen's race, her name is Melinda Katz. We thought at first blush that Tiffany Caban, the challenger, the progressive, was going to win that race. She had over 1,000 votes more than Katz, but after paper ballots were counted, we're now into an automatic manual recount as Katz leads Caban.
Yeah, by about 20 votes. It was pretty stunning since normally the rule of thumb is that the paper ballots often follow the machine ballots, meaning the percentages. So to see an 1,100 vote lead disappear and the opponent actually take the lead was really stunning. It would be a big blow to the progressive activists, who were very excited about Caban's victory, thought it sent another message in Queens after Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez took out the party chairman and longtime Congressman Joe Crowley last year in a Democratic primary. But now we're going to see. They got to go to a manual recount. There were also a lot of affidavit ballots, which are, you know, people who showed up at the polls and weren't in the system, and they signed a document saying that they're legal to vote. Most of those were thrown out by a judge, and so now we're going to have to see the Caban's team are going to try and have those restored. So it's going to be a long legal battle.
Governor Andrew Cuomo has named the members of a campaign finance reform panel, Ken.
Yeah, he and the legislature, they named a 9-person panel that has until December 1st to make changes and come up with a plan for a public financing system for the state, and also could also include a recommendation or a decision to get rid of fusion voting, which allows minor parties to cross-endorse major party candidates. The governor put Jay Jacobs, the state party chairman, the state Democratic Party chairman, as one of his members on the panel. Jacobs has long opposed fusion voting, so it's going to be interesting. Doing so would certainly hurt minor parties like the Working Families Party, which is really on the upside right now with all the progressive victories.
Meanwhile, the GOP chairman, newly elected, Nick Langworthy, says he needs to reach out to Democrats.
Yeah, Langworthy believes that the path to victory for Republicans, who haven't won a statewide race since George Pataki was reelected to a third term in 2002, he believes it's that the Democrats that control the state government right now have tilted too far to the left. And he feels if they reach out to more moderate Democrats, people in New York City, he says, are a must, that's their path to victory. It's still an uphill climb, but he says he wants that's the path he wants to follow.
Finally, Ken, the initial feud between President Donald Trump, the governor of New York, and Letitia James over the investigations that New York is doing on the president, and that fight, after an initial blow-up, continued into the week.
Yeah, Trump, out of the blue, started tweeting and basically saying that Andrew Cuomo, the governor, and Tish James, the attorney general, are hurting businesses, that they're going after him, his kids, their businesses, their charities, and it's a reason why New York's business climate is so bad. No one really knows what sparked the tweets. It was a series of tweets on, I believe, Monday and Tuesday. But some people think it might have been to help Nick Langworthy, the new GOP chair. They coincided with his election as the state chair. Or maybe Tish James, who's been looking into different things regarding Trump's businesses and his kids' businesses. Maybe the investigation's heating up. We don't know, but it was interesting that there were about 2 days' worth of tweets earlier in the week. And you know, Cuomo shot back saying, hey, this is Tish James is not our attorney general. And if he has nothing to fear, then he shouldn't be worried about investigations.
Ken Lovett. He joins us on Friday, Senior Vice President for Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.